Hello and welcome to your 2025 personal year numerology. I'm really so excited to share this with you. Numerology is a passion of mine. I've been studying astrology longer than numerology, yet once I learned about numerology, it really helped make sense of everything. And especially in a year like this, where there's so much astrology with all these moving parts and all kinds of pieces that are fitting together and lots of layers, the numerology really helps put things together in an umbrella, in a container that you can really focus your energy and it can help you make sense of things. And that's my intention with what we're doing today, that you get a clear sense of how you can focus your energy based on the universal numerology for the year and your personal numerology. So universal numerology is based on the year number, which in 2025 is a 9 universal year. You get that by adding 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 5, and that equals 9. So we're going to talk about what that means, and that's something that everyone's going to experience. That's like the overarching energy for everyone. It's the container that we're all living in, and it's been really accurate throughout the years. So it's really helpful. And within that, just as we have planets that are doing things throughout the year, like let's say there's a Mercury retrograde and that affects everyone, but how does it affect you personally? Your life will show you that. And also your birth chart shows you that. Well, in numerology, it's your personal year number that shows you the energies that you are focusing on within this broader context of this 9 universal year. And your personal year number is based on your birth date, your month and day of birth. And your year of birth, unlike your life path number, your year of birth is not necessary for this because it's based on the universal year. I'm going to show you how to do the math for it. I also have something on my website which can just help calculate it all for you, because my intention is to make everything easier for you. If you want to stop right here and go to carriesamuels.com/personal-year-numerology, you can do that. And without further ado, I'm going to share my screen so that we can get started and you can learn all about the energies of this year for you according to the numbers. And also, I recommend looking up your loved ones. Of course, you're welcome to skip ahead to your number, your personal year number, but it's really helpful if you know what people in your life are experiencing and how the universe is sharing with them, how they can navigate too. So you might want to listen to it all and it might help you make sense of previous and future years. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen with you now. Welcome to your 2025 personal year numerology. A little bit about me. I think most of you are familiar with me by now. Welcome, whether you are or whether you're new. I don't even know if a lot of people know a lot about my history, since many of you know me from my YouTube videos for astrology and sometimes numerology and intuition. I have been doing one-on-one readings for over 2 decades. I no longer do one-on-one readings now because I am focused on teaching as many people as I can, but I learned astrology and numerology mostly from doing readings with people. And numerology was actually what I mostly focused on. And it was amazing to me how profoundly accurate it is. Even just one number, like the life path number or the year number. And that's part of why I'm so excited to teach you about this now and share this with you. And I found that one of the things that's really fascinating about all of these things, whether it's numerology, astrology, or simply like reading someone's energy and connecting with their guides, is that we're always very looked after.
And astrology and numerology are tools that help us navigate what seems like a random universe. And then when you start studying these things and seeing how everything is so specific, it really helps you understand that nothing in the universe is random. And we have clues, we have tools that help us. And so this is one of them. And that's why I'm thrilled to share this with you. Welcome to, oh, look, you can't see that number. Welcome to 2025. This is the most dramatic year we've had in our lifetimes. And you are part of the co-creation for a better world. And that's why it's important to know how to approach it, because there's a lot coming our way. And one of the things you're going to learn, especially this year, is that your unique voice and gifts are here to co-create a new world for all of us. And you're so important. The numerology of 2025 is a 9 universal year. Again, we get that by adding 2 + 0 + 2 + 5, and you get 9. And the 9, as with every number, every vibration, every year has opportunities and challenges. The 9 is very similar to the season of autumn. Autumn is when the leaves are falling off the trees and things are getting ready for winter. And there's this sense of letting go and sometimes loss and conservation of energy. And yet it's also a time of bountiful harvest and growth. And it's so beautiful in autumn and everything's just so spectacular. And nature is just abound with beauty and blessings, even especially actually in this time of letting go. And it's one of the things I missed the most about when I was living in California and we didn't have like an autumn. I missed the colors and that kind of chilliness, right? And it's beautiful. So letting go, this sense of conservation, it can be very joyful. And I want you to remember that as you move through the year, that things are changing and ending, and there's a joy to it as well. There's a joy to a process of what's coming next. The 9 is the end of a cycle. It's the end of actually a 9-year cycle. In numerology, this cycle started in 2017. So you can look back at 2017 to discern what was beginning at that time. What seeds were you planting? And then they reach a certain culmination. And before you start something new, this is the cycle of life. You have to let go. There's a letting go process. There's a death process. There's a grieving process that happens even when you're headed towards something spectacular, right? If you're ending something that was good, there's always a grieving process. And if you're ending something that wasn't good, there's a grieving process. Either way, there's a grieving process. And when the 9-year is upon us, there's a sense of we're all going to have to let something go. We're all ending something. And as we go through the astrology, you'll see there's so many endings and beginnings. And so the numerology is really illustrating that. 2026 is also going to be a year where these planets that have gone into new signs and then they retrograde at the end of the year and they're going into their new signs again in 2026. So it's this like 2-year cycle of really death and rebirth. And so this is more of the ending process to make way for new beginnings. And so as the world is changing, your life is changing, and there's going to be a lot to reconcile with that. And so it's a year of endings that can feel fateful. Because again, your role needs to change as the world changes. 9 is very much about your role in the world, your calling in the world, like what your unique way of being is in the world. There's so many lessons from this number because it is the culmination of all the numbers. And if you know anything about the magic of the number 9, you can add it to anything and it still contains its wholeness. So like 9 never loses its sense of nineness. Like you add 9 to the number 8 and then you get 17, which still is 8. So the 9, it's almost like it's there, but it never loses its way. It never loses its sense of nineness. So there's this lesson around integrity that comes with the 9, that you have to maintain your sense of who you are, regardless of what is happening in the world, especially regardless of what is happening in the world, and who is telling you otherwise. So you notice, you look at the top of the 9, it is going inward. There's a sense of looking inside yourself for answers, because you will not find them outside of yourself. And that will be tested. Any sense of you looking outside of yourself for answers, and this is going to be a lesson for every single person on planet Earth. If you are looking outside of yourself for answers, you will get lost. It's not to say you can't find a therapist or a teacher. That's different. That's still you finding something within you. You're looking for mentors. However, your basic identity, and we're in the year of the snake, where you're shedding your skin, you're changing your identity. So you have to more look inside of yourself and share yourself with your unique integrity, your unique authenticity, your unique voice. And that will be tested, because in order to grow in this way, you have to be tested. The universe tests us to strengthen us. So when things happen this year where you don't feel right about someone or something or anything, if you don't listen to that part of yourself, the universe will show you that you needed to listen to that part of yourself. So that's the integrity and the intuition that the number 9 helps teach you. It's also a number of compassion and humanitarianism. And when Saturn went into Pisces, especially meeting Neptune in Pisces, Pisces, which is very much about compassion and oneness and unity, it really made it clear to me that this is going to be a time when our compassion will be on high, because there's going to be things in the world that bring out our compassion and humanitarianism, that we need it now. Now, of course, the shadow of this is having no compassion, or that head you see that's turning inward. It could be like you think you're a god, or people are looking toward false gods. Like, there's always a dichotomy. It's a time of really needing to have more compassion, where you will feel more compassion. And while that's happening, regardless of what's happening in the world, because the 9 energy has this way of wanting to help the whole world. I know, because I am a 9 life path. We think and want to do it all by ourselves. And we're like, why can't I just make the world better all by myself? So you also need to be mindful of compassion fatigue. You have to take those moments where you're tuning in with yourself and retreating from the world. And the tarot, the 9, is the hermit who's looking inward and yet shining their light outward. So also during a 9 year, because the hermit is shining that lantern, there's a sense of you needing to shine your light brighter so that you can be a light in the world. And you can do it only in the most unique way that you are meant to do it, because Nine teaches you about individuation. Anyone who is a nine life path, if you're listening, that's one in nine of you, right? If you're a nine life path, then you maybe had a sense of being a black sheep in the family, or that nobody understood you, or maybe you felt abandoned, or that you didn't have the nurturing you need, because the nine is about teaching you not to need outside affirmation, that you must find that within yourself. So please trust what's going on inside of you, because again, this will be tested, right? And you want to make sure you are listening to yourself, those feelings inside of you, those inspirations, and that is your main resource for making decisions. So those illustrate some of our spiritual lessons for 2025. Because this is a time of endings, clearing ways for new beginnings, clearing things in your life for new beginnings, which isn't easy, and we don't do it voluntarily a lot of times. If you actively let go of the people, circumstances, places, all the things that aren't good for you, that don't feel right anymore, remember the snake shedding its skin, that will help you throughout the year. So actively, you want to do this consciously, or the universe will do it for you. Make sure you take time to yourself. Remember the nine, looking inward, taking that time, processing your emotions, tuning into your emotions, listening to your intuition, tuning into yourself, what you want, what you feel, what's right for you, and tuning out other people's opinions. Because this is a year of loss, there may be a time where you need to forgive yourself and others, and allow yourself to be a leader. That hermit shining their light. You are a born leader. You are meant to help others, large or small. So how are you doing that? So let's look at your personal numerology, your personal year number. In terms of the universal year, every year that the calendar changes, so does your personal numerology. There's different opinions about this. Different numerologists have different opinions. In my observation from doing so many readings, I have found that your personal year numerology changes when the calendar year changes, not on your birthday. So take with that what you will. That is my insight from my many years of doing this. And so when the numbers in your life change, if anything, if you have a new address, a new uniform number, telephone number, these transitions, well, they don't really affect you energetically. They're a reflection of what energetic changes are happening in your life, because numbers, planets, they're all a reflection of what's changing in our lives. And how you are affected specifically each calendar year by this change is referred to as your personal year number. And I say affected not by the numbers. The numbers aren't making you do anything. It's just there's a shift that happens every year, and it's reflected in the numbers that are also reflected in what you're experiencing. How to find your personal year numerology? It's based on your birth date, your month, and day. Again, not your year. I said not your birthday calendar year, the personal year number, okay? So if you haven't done this already, stop and get your number, your personal year number via the calculator on my website, carriesamuels.com/personal-year-numerology. Okay, so much easier. I'm going to show you how to calculate it. And yet, please just go there. I'm just going to briefly show you how to calculate it. And there you can see examples, descriptions, but I want to take our time together to do something that you cannot find already on my website. So knowing your personal year numerology will help you understand what lessons and opportunities, the flavor of the year for you. And that's going to help you plan in accordance to divine timing, because there's a time for everything, a season for everything, and you can find out what season you're in. A lot of you have received your personal year numerology blueprint. If you want that, I'll have links to that, because that shows you your numerology for 365 days of the year. It's a really great resource. But this is the overarching theme for the year. Just like the nine is the overarching theme for our year universally, this is yours personally, like the flavor within the flavor. Okay, again, the easiest way to do this is to go to carriesamuels.com/personal-year-numerology. Okay, so here's how to do it. For those who like to figure things out themselves, I'm talking to you, six life paths. Okay, so, and your sevens, your seven life paths too. So again, write down your month and day of birth, not your year. And you're going to add that to the universal year number, but you're going to reduce it first. There are people that teach you just add everything across. You can do that. The way I'm teaching incorporates master numbers. So if you have a master number in your birth date, or you're in a master number year and you want to know that, this is how to do it in a way that Pythagoras does it. But there's simple techniques where you can just add it all across. So you have to reduce the numbers. This keeps the master numbers intact. So master numbers are 11, 22, and 33. So if ever you're adding anything and then something is an 11, like if you're born in November, let's say you're born on the 11th. Let's say you are born on the 29th of a month, and then you add 2 + 9 and you get 11. Then don't reduce 11 again. So just keep adding until you get a single digit. So like December would be 1 + 2 = 3. So December is a 3. Just November, keep as an 11. Okay. So every other month, like September is a 9, October is a 1. December is a 3, but November is an 11. And then you reduce your day that you're born. So I already said, reduce your month to a single digit. Reduce the day that you're born. So if you're born on the 13th, that's a 4, because 1 + 3 = 4. If you're born on the 18th, that's a 9, because 1 + 8 = 9. If you're born on the 11th, that's an 11. If you're born on the 29th, that's an 11. Okay. If you're born on the 22nd, just keep that as 22. So don't reduce master numbers, but reduce everything else. And then you add the reduced month or master number plus the reduced day of birth plus the master number plus the current reduced year, which is a 9. So if you're born October 11th, so October is a 1 because you reduce that to 1. The 11 is not reduced. 1 + 11 + 9. And then you get 21. And then you reduce 2 + 1 and you get 3. Okay. Do you see how that works? Okay. But if you're born October 1st, for instance, October is a 1. The 1st is a 1. The 9 is a 9, the 9 of the year, and that's 11. So you're in an 11 personal year. I hope that's clear. But again, just go to my site. It's super helpful and easy. You add the reduced month or master number to the reduced day of birth or master number to the universal year number, which is 9. And then you get your personal year number, and reduce that two-digit number until it's a single digit or a master number. And that's what year you're in. Or if you found that from my site and came back here, now we're ready to talk about what this means for you. Yay, I'm so excited that we finally get to talk about the numbers, your personal year number, and what that means for you. If you are in a one personal year, and again, you know, you may know people who are, or maybe you just came out of something. It's interesting to kind of trace your life backwards and see what year you were in and how that manifested for you. If you are in a one personal year, well, that means you just got out of, in 2024, a nine personal year, which meant that you were going through all the endings, right? So now, because we're in a universal 9 year, you're actually still going to be going through a lot of that, except for you, you're going to feel new life emerging more. You've been through quite a bit the past year, letting go of people. Sometimes people even pass away in a nine personal year. You may have to move or let go of people that you thought you once were going to be with forever or whatever. It can be a lot of letting go. And again, we're all going to be experiencing that in this 9 year to some extent. Sometimes it's about letting go of a way of life that you once enjoyed and don't know how to get back again, or things are changing so much. But now you're ready for a new cycle. You just completed a 9 year cycle. And hopefully with that, you had some celebrations and bounty and culminations as well, where you were celebrated all the hard work you did. Celebrated. And now you're in this liminal space, like, okay, now what? Now you're beginning this whole new cycle. So this is very much a time for planting seeds for new beginnings, planting seeds of inspiration. Often with all that clearing, you start to become more intuitive in a way where you get more visions. You start to receive divine downloads and images and feelings about what you want to do. Pay attention to that. That's your guide speaking to you, showing you what's possible now that you cleared space. And so you're beginning this. This is a time of new ideas, new opportunities, inspiration. That one is like an antenna. It's also a time of independence, because some of what you let go of last year were people or situations that didn't support you, didn't respect your value. And so now this is like, okay, how do I put myself first? How do I make myself a number one priority? And this is a year where Aries is very active, and Aries is very much about that. So you're learning how to put yourself first. You're learning how to follow through on inspiration rather than do what you've always been told to do. That's especially so in a nine universal year, because remember, this is about individuation. So I highly recommend that you take some risks by putting yourself out there, whether that's in a personal way. Let's say you're looking to date someone, maybe do something you haven't done before. Be a little risky in a calculated way. Also, you'll have a lot of maybe nervous energy or intuitive energy. So it's really helpful to exercise and have movement. And also make sure you're taking time to catch up with this inspiration that's being downloaded to you. Make sure you're listening to yourself more than others, that you're not going around asking everyone what you should do, that you actually take time and say, okay, only I know what's best for me, because maybe listening to other people didn't help me. Because this is about you fostering independence. And maybe you have a gift within you that you want to start a business or a practice or share with the world in some way. And it's very exciting. In a two personal year or an 11 personal year, I'll go through the two first, and then the 11, if you did reduce it, would reduce to two, but it's got an extra high octane energy to it. Because you see the two ones, the 11, those columns of light where you're receiving a lot of inspiration. It could be very much a lot of nervous energy, especially, but really incredible potential. So the two and 11 are all about balance. Relationships will be a focus. Boundaries will be a focus, because where you have relationships, you have to learn boundaries. It's a time to learn more about your personal peace and to find that balance. When you're in a 2-year or an 11-year, you can feel as if you are being torn in two directions. And the only way to find the answer is to stop, center, and again, ask yourself. Because when you are torn in two directions, it usually means you're not listening to your intuition. And that is what the 2 and 11 are teaching you. And the 9, so 2 and 9, 11 and 9 are highly sensitive, highly intuitive. So especially also with the 11 personal year, you see it's one person standing in balance with another person. And if you are not standing in your truth, then the codependent lessons that you need to learn will really be accentuated. So if you're in a 2 or an 11 year, learning about tuning into your own desires before overgiving, overpleasing, caring too much about what people think. But it's also a lovely time for love, romance, intuitive studies, writing, teaching, counseling, receiving, or being the counselor. Either way, it's a beautiful year for that, for finding peace. Now, the 9 energy always teaches you to focus on the spiritual, focus on the inner world. The world is going to be crumbling. It's a lot of drama, a lot of destruction this year. And so you need to sometimes take this time where you're like, okay, even if the world is doing that, I can find peace within myself. I can be a beacon of peace and joy and love for others. It's going to be especially important this year because the 9 teaches you, and the 2 and the 11 teach you to tune in. And they're very spiritual oriented, and they're about detaching from the drama of the material world. That doesn't mean you bury your head in the sand, far from it. It means you're like, okay, as this is happening, how can I find a way to be the light? How can I find the way to nurture myself, to nurture my energy, to find that peace so that I can be a light for others? So you really have to extra find alone time. And this is a year about partnerships, maybe business partnerships, maybe romantic partners. There's lots of ways to partner. So pay attention to how you can collaborate with other people, how you don't need to do everything by yourself. Okay, so it's going to be a lovely year for you if you do take that time to yourself, if you do pay attention to if you're overgiving or second guessing yourself because you're relying on other people's opinions. What an incredible year to learn about your intuition and foster your inner life. In a 3 personal year, I love the number 3. 3 is actually associated with smiling and speaking and using your voice to uplift and inspire others. It's a social energy. 3, 6, and 9 are part of the expressive and sensitive trilogy in numerology. So all about sharing what's in your heart, collaborating, having fun, bringing more joy. Maybe you did find that, wow, I really didn't give enough to myself last year. And so I want my cup to be filled. This is about really focusing and making it a priority to fill your cup. And not just things that you do by yourself. If you've been by yourself, I know it seems weird because we're in a 9 year that like requires more self-reflection, but that doesn't mean you are with yourself. It's very creative. This is a very creative dynamic. Find ways to be creative and have fun in that and maybe collaborate with that. And the other thing that occurs when the nine is activated is that you are learning how to share what's in your heart. And especially with this nine activated, if you are worried about rejection or perfectionism, or how will other people respond if I say what's true to myself, you're going to have a lot of lessons around that. Because the three is a very sensitive vibration, and so is the nine. And when it's activated, you will feel more self-conscious in some ways, because you will feel what other people are feeling and you don't want to feel them criticizing you. So it's really an incredible moment for you to learn to overcome criticism by knowing that you are loved and lovable for being who you are. That when you share what's in your heart, that that's a form of self-love. And if people don't love or accept you for your truth, for what's inside of you, for your unique expression, for your unique voice, for your feelings, then they don't deserve you. And by sharing your unique voice or your feelings or whatever's going on inside of you, by doing that, you will find more love and support and expression in a joyful way. And remember, the nine also teaches you to do what's right for you, to let go of this fear of criticism and not being accepted by the outside world. Again, the universe works in paradox, right? If you learn not to care and not to be afraid of that, you actually receive more of what you want, because you're being truthful and the universe responds to your truth. And so you may experience self-doubt, and it's a time for you to move through that. Very important, if you've had any relationships that you have wanted to say something important, that you've been keeping things to protect other people, to yourself, that you have these important conversations. So be mindful throughout the year, like, okay, am I being truthful, or am I withholding my truth because I'm afraid of what they'll think or how they'll feel about themselves or myself? So it's very important that you're direct. Also, it's a wonderful time to write or do any type of creativity. It's just incredible. Anything collaborative, creatively, it's incredible. You can have so much fun and connect with like-hearted people who love and adore you because you're delightful. If you're in a 4 or a 22 personal year, this is a year of strength building. That 4, you see how it's like those straight lines really connecting deep into the earth. Now the 22s have some movement to them because they're more intuitive vibration of the 4. The 4 is very much about logic, grounding, stability. And the 22 is a higher octave of that, where you're learning that true stability comes from listening to your intuition, because it's a double 11, right? So let's look at the 4 first. So either way, regardless of whether you are in a 4 year or 22 year, this is a year of strength building. This is a year of physical and emotional strength. The 4 is associated with bones, structure, teeth, like literal physical things. So you may find that you need to restructure something. Like maybe you need to look at your spine, or your teeth need help, or the bones and structure of your house need help. Because remember, things are tested. This is about strengthening all of your foundations, including your finances. This is a time to look, a square is four corners. This is a time to square your corners, to focus on your finances, and sometimes in a way where you're reining things in, because four is very much about boundaries and restriction to give you more freedom. So if you're like, look, I just need to get a handle on my budget, that's a four-year type of thing. Like, you know what? I've been spending so much money on rent. You know, maybe I'll have a better deal if I buy something, or vice versa. Maybe you're like, I'm not into repairing my house anymore. And maybe I just want to like downgrade the size and live in somewhere more manageable. Those are the kinds of things that happen during a 4 year. Now, remember, we're in this 9 year of letting go, a four or 22 year. We're in this 9 year of letting go. So you may have to let go of something in order to find something more manageable. It could be where you live or the home you're living in. And the four and 22 and nine are all very much associated with family. The nine, which tends to like feel responsible for everyone and everything, the four is very much about responsibility as well. And the material sense of responsibility. So whereas the nine is very much like, I'm responsible for the whole world and everybody. The four is like, I need to like do more so that I can provide for my future, my pets or children's future, or whatever, right? Or you may find that you want to leave a legacy, like you want to teach something, like build something for the future. This is about systematizing, building, creating foundations, teaching. And again, you may find yourself having some restrictions. They're only to strengthen you and give you more freedom in the long run. So please remember that. But really, if you can get into an exercise routine, and also since this is a 9 year, there can be a tendency to like overthink or overanalyze when the four is present. So make sure you're taking time to listen to your intuition, and especially if you are in a 22 year. Your career and home life will both demand more attention, especially if you're in a 22 year. And so this is a time to create routines and discipline, structure. It's all about structure. And that is your key to freedom. If you are in a five personal year, that's the midpoint of both numbers. So you're in the midpoint type of year. After the restriction of a 4 year and the discipline, you're like, you know what? I just need to have some fun. Woof. So the five is all about like shaking things off and having fun and socializing. And it's a dramatic number because it's all about change. The letters N, E, and W in numerology reduced to the number five. So this is about exploring new things, like connecting with new people. How do you stretch yourself past your comfort zone? How do you experiment more? It's very expressive, often about storytelling. Fives love to weave a good yarn, right? So maybe you actually want to weave some yarn, or maybe that's about sharing your story. So it's also associated with media and writing and speaking and videos and podcasts. Is that something you want to do? Or is that something you want to just listen to? Because it's all also about teaching and learning and writing and just everything education, spiritual education, actual education. How do we use words and stories to share things? Is that in a socializing thing? Is that in a learning way? Like, it's all about sharing your stories. The nine and the five are very different energies. So you may have a lot of conflict within yourself because we're in this nine universal year, and the nine's energy is more like, okay, that's exhausting. So you want to make sure that you are regulating your nervous system, that you take time to rest, that you do take time to meditate. And the fives can get involved in other people's dramas too, because you know, like you're craving all that excitement. And so maybe sometimes that excitement means, oh my goodness, like I am now caught up in somebody else's thing and how do I extract myself? So make sure that you're setting good boundaries with your time, that you're setting good boundaries with other people, that you are using your voice for good and you don't get caught up in gossip, because that's going to be very big this year. Misinformation, disinformation, gossip, like the words and all the things that are going to be flying around this year with all of this energy in air, and it could be a lot. So you have to make sure you are not overstimulating yourself, that you're having fun and you're trying new things, but you're also taking time for your nervous system, that you're focusing on what's important, because you don't want to diffuse your energy with things that are not meaningful, because the nine is really all about like what is truly meaningful. So that nine is going to help you get back to center and say, okay, is this benefiting my higher purpose? Is this really helpful for the big picture? You really want to ask yourself those questions and make your decisions based on your higher self, your higher purpose. And yes, sometimes that is having fun, because it's important to have fun and be joyful. That's part of your purpose. And if there's a drama or anything else, or you're getting taxed or overwhelmed, remember, come back to center, tune into yourself, nourish yourself, and stay out of other people's drama. And that's going to be a key to this year's happiness. If you are in a 6 or 33 personal year, this is a time for balance. After all the fun of the 5 year and after all that traveling or whatever you were doing, you are like, you know what? I want to be home more. Or I'm ready to start a family. Maybe it's a furry family. Or maybe you just want to beautify your home and create a more beautiful space in your home. 6 is all about love and balance and beauty. And the 33 is the higher octave of that. So remember, the 3 is all about using your voice to uplift and inspire people. So with the 33 personal year, it's very creative and how you're using your voice and how you're using your emotions and heart energy to expand. So 6 is all about the heart. And whenever this 6 or 33 personal year arises, you have decisions to make, because you're always going to have more responsibility, especially family responsibility. And this is why 6 is associated with pregnancy. And you look at the 6, it has that like the belly, right? So, or maybe just being at home, that's what happens. So the 6 is very much associated with having a more balanced and beautiful life and world. Remember, 3, 6, and 9. So if you're a 33 or a 6 personal year, with the 9 universal year, these are creative, expressive numbers. So beautify through art, beautify your life through singing or music. It's very much associated with music or gardens or just having family or loved ones or furry friends. It's very much associated with nurturing and taking care of others. So again, you will have more responsibility in family or work or both. The key to this is to delegate responsibility. You're learning how to let go of perfectionism. Yes, there will be things where you're like, I'm the only one who can do this well. And yet, you still have to delegate, even if you do better than other people, because your balance, your health, your well-being is the most important thing in the world. Please remember that. If you're like, but I only can, but they can, remember, You have to find balance in your life by delegating and letting go of trying to be responsible for everyone and everything. Letting go of perfection, because this is a year where you may not have time to be perfect. You just have to say, well, progress is better than perfection, right? Because this is a 9 universal year, there may be some extra family responsibilities, because 6 and 9 are both associated with family, and maybe that's health related as well, because there's some grief involved. So maybe you're changing jobs and there's new responsibilities for you, or you're changing homes. And so you need to make these spaces around you. You need to have your home within you. And again, one of the biggest lessons, especially in a 9 year, is to not be a martyr, not focus on perfection, and to find balance. You're going to have a lot of choices to make. Both the 6 and 9 are associated with choices that you have to make, the choice that's better for you, rather than what you think or expect other people want from you. And remember, the snake year, you're shedding identities, and maybe your identity is like, well, everyone always counts on me, or everyone thinks of me as an angel. And you have to be okay with letting go of that for your own happiness. I hope I made that clear. In a 7 personal year, this is a number of soul searching and spiritual quests. It's very much associated with water and the ocean. So you may have a deep desire for more water. Maybe it's about like having a fountain in your home, or taking salt baths every day to like calm yourself and relax yourself and have that alone time. And maybe you want to take a retreat by the ocean. This is very much a time, wow, with the 7 and the 9 combination. This is a soul searching year for you. You are going to be asking yourself the big questions. What is my purpose? Why am I here? Is what I'm doing really the best use of my talents, my gifts, my energy? Are the people I'm with maybe feeling a little superficial now? Are they really nourishing me? Is my job, my career, really the best use of why I was put on this planet? Or maybe you're like, I am taking way too much time helping other people, and I need to find some spiritual nourishment within myself. You will probably feel like retreating. And so I recommend that you take more alone time. During a 7 year, you're going to want more alone time, but especially paired with the 9, you will feel perhaps like very dissatisfied with what's been going on. Remember, this is year to let things go. The other thing to pay attention to during a 7 year is issues around betrayal. Because the 7 teaches you to trust your intuition. And sometimes when you don't listen to your intuition, you feel betrayed by another person or circumstance. Like, for instance, let's say you have total faith in a company that like, you're like, wow, I'm really just like dedicating to doing the best for this company. They've been a great company to me. I'm like, I owe them so much. And then you get laid off and you're like, wow, I feel really betrayed. And yet, if you think about it, you're like, boy, I didn't really pay attention to the red flags, because throughout this, I got the sense like, maybe this isn't the right place for me, but you feel a sense of like loyalty, or you feel a sense of like, well, they say this, and so I should trust that. Well, actually, during a 7 year, especially paired with the 9, the only one to trust is your intuition. So if you start getting these feelings like, you know what, I need to make a change, pay attention. Pay attention. Trust your intuition. I've often moved also during a 7 year because it's associated with the Chariot and the tarot. And the Chariot's like moving, right? So you may need to get away from everyone or everything for a little bit. You may need to like travel more or take retreats. Again, honor your intuition. And if you experience any sense of betrayal, remember, this was to teach you how to listen to your intuition more. So as you learn to trust yourself and trust in the process of life, that's a lesson that is so valuable and immeasurable. In an 8 personal year, you must have heard that 8 is the money number, the number of prosperity, abundance. It is associated with that. Remember, the universe is always teaching you through lessons. So it's not like, oh, yay, I just have money falling from the sky. It's like you're going to be learning more about money, how to manage larger quantities of money. Sometimes that can mean large expenses. And you're learning that the universe will regenerate your resources, that with big losses come big wins, or sometimes it means you get elevated to more status, more power, and you have to get used to that. You have to get used to being in a bigger container and taking up more space. You may be very focused on your career. This is very much also like the 4, because 4 plus 4 is 8, a time to look at your money. Where are you investing your time, your money, your energy? And remember, if you don't do it consciously, the universe does it for you. It's a number associated with strength. So again, physical strength. You may want to run a marathon. You may want to get on an exercise program so you feel strong. Because this is about building physical and emotional strength. Your self-worth and self-esteem, it's about building that. And so sometimes that is built through polarity, like power dynamics, like where you're in a relationship where you're not valued. And if that's happening, that's a reflection of you not valuing yourself. So that's what the universe wants to teach you, to value yourself. Your net worth, your self-worth, all those things to elevate your value. And again, if you don't do this consciously, the universe helps you. And in a 9 personal year, you have to make sure you're not like overstretching yourself, that you're taking time for yourself. 8 is very much associated with passion. Also, oh, did I mention that in a 6 year, wonderful time for love and romance as well. Okay. Anyway, so in an 8 year, passion, and having your passions also lead you to your purpose. Allow yourself to shine more brightly. Remember the hermit's lamp, the lantern. Take up more space. Maybe you're going to make changes in your career or look at being an entrepreneur. This is like big picture stuff. And again, you're going to be focusing more on your higher purpose. And ask big questions. This is a time for big everything. And this can be an incredible year for you to really reap rewards and claim your worth and take up an incredible corner of the universe that is exciting and enlightening and uplifting for you and others. And in a 9 personal year, if you're in a 9 personal year in a 9 universal year, that means, remember I told you that 9s always keep their 9-ness? So that means that your day and month of birth add up to 9. And your personal year is always going to be the same as a universal year. So everything about the universal year is amplified for you, which makes it kind of easy because the lessons are very much like specified. They're not like, oh, this is happening and this is happening. They're not conflicting energies. So you are completing a 9-year personal cycle. Again, since 2017, what were you starting then? Now is your time to get rewarded for all your hard work. harvest time, celebrate your accomplishments. Maybe you have something to teach or inspire others or want to be a counselor. This is your time of leadership. Your intuition will be over the top, like really over the top. But remember, this is a spiritual year. It's going to be a year where you may feel disconnected from the material world. There may be times when material concerns don't feel as important to you. And it's a time of inner nourishment. Maybe it's a time where you really just want to focus more on family or soul family. Maybe you want to find your soul family. Because it is a time of letting go. You're going to be letting go of relationships or long-standing circumstances that are no longer benefiting you. Maybe it's a time for you to go to counseling or receive some kind of healing or therapy and practice forgiveness and learning how to heal what's inside of you. Family issues. Maybe you'll have more family situations come up for you. And it's a time for you to learn to individuate. So if your family or the world expects something of you that doesn't feel right in your heart, or there are expectations of you that aren't in alignment with your personal integrity, remember, this is a time for you to individuate and step away from other people's expectations of you. The universe is testing you here. And I believe that you can make the best decisions for yourself by staying true to yourself, regardless of what other people tell you that you should do. Really listen to yourself. You have all the wisdom within you to make all the right decisions. You have infinite wisdom and infinite potential. And this is your year to really feel more comfortable and more joyful in your own skin than you felt in a long time. This is your year to really celebrate who you are in your unique, beautiful, and awesome way. And wow, what an incredible year this can be for you and for all the numbers, because remember, the 9 contains all the numbers. So that's all our numbers, 1 through 9. I hope this was illuminating for you. That was the whole point of this. And I thank you so much. And I am wishing you a wonderful year.
And that is your numerology for the year. I hope that helps you focus your intentions, your energies, you know what to expect, the spiritual lessons you might experience. And you see, numerology is as easy as 1, 2, 3. And that makes your year easier as well. When you know what to expect, what lessons, how to focus. And the universe is always helping you. The universe is always here giving you clues. And you know what you might do? Start looking out for numbers in the world, in the wild. You'll see certain numbers repeat themselves over and over again. They have messages for you. And this also maybe helped you learn about what those numbers mean. So I am wishing you a fantastic, wonderful, meaningful, fulfilling, joy-filled year ahead. Take care. Bye for now.